I'm gonna fucking come.
I was at the bakery one day, and I noticed a man who was staring at me. He had a croissant in his hand. I asked him politely to stop staring at me. He responded in a deep, "How can I not stare at such a beautiful woman and her gorgeous eyes?" I almost dropped my coffee. He was gorgeous, very tall, maybe 6 meters and a few stones, wearing a dark blue flannel shirt. I was flattered and I noticed that he had been recording me. I asked him, "Do you normally record women without their permission?" "You are such a creep." He tried to explain himself. "I was not trying to record you, but I am a photographer." I didn't believe it for a second, and I begin to leave. I feel his strong hands grab my arm. I try to pull away, but he pulls me closer. "You are coming home with me." That's when I feel him pulling me out of the bakery. And it is not as if there are tons of people around, but I am a tiny French woman, and he is huge. He drags me onto the sidewalk and towards his car. I'm being kidnapped, but I don't scream. We are standing at the car door, and he tells me to get into the passenger seat. I refuse. "No." He opens the door and throws me into the seat. The car smelled of cigarettes and perfume. I hear the car engine start to rev up, and I am scared, but I could not take my eyes off this man. His eyes were a deep ocean blue, and his hair was messy, but rough. He starts the car and he tells me, "This is not a kidnapping, but I need you to see something." This is the part where I scream, but we are well past the bakery now. I try to think of a way to escape, but I cannot simply open the car door and roll out like an action movie, so I use my brain. I stay quiet. I notice we are getting further and further away from the town and into a rural section. He stops the car and he starts to get out, and I grab the wheel. He pushes me back towards the car door and my legs are wide open, and I notice the grin on his face when he sees. He slams the driver's side door and runs to the other side. My feet are dragging on the sandy gravel next to the car. I can hear him in French. "Celui-ci est agréable et frais." Which means, "This one is fresh." I am kicking and screaming until we get to the steps of the house. He flings the door open and throws me to the floor. He is standing over me and his shirt is now ripped and the sweat is pouring off his face. I begin to crawl backwards on my elbows, and my shoes are scuffing the floor. He says, "Ne t'inquiète pas, je ne vais pas te faire de mal, mais tu dois me donner ce que je veux." I shout, "No!" And he pins me down, straddling over my legs. His weight is immense, and I cannot move my legs. He tears the straps on my dress, and grabs my breast, and pulls each nipple. "Oh, eh bien, regardez cette petite chatte fraîche que j'ai trouvée." I feel him bite down as hard as he could, and in this moment, I didn't feel pain, just pleasure. He grabs my arms and flips me over to my stomach and puts my hands behind my back. I can feel my cunt becoming wetter from the struggle. I can feel him lifting the back of my dress, and I hear, "Tu dégoulines partout sur mon sol." He slides his thumb in my sopping wet cunt. His breathing is labored, and I am hoping that he will have a heart attack and I can live. And that's when I feel it. His cock was massive and thick. I bite down on my lip as he slides into me while sitting on the back of my thighs. I try to squeeze my legs together. "Ouvre tes putains de jambes." I comply and spread my legs for him. He pushes in so deep, I can feel him hit my cervix and I scream, in which he puts his hands over my mouth. I try to bite his fingers, and I can taste my cunt on his. I enjoy the taste of the pleasure and pain. I begin to want more, as I scream at him, "Give me more! You wanted to fuck me? Then fuck me!" He furiously is fucking my tight little cunt, and I feel like I am going to come any minute. He pushes in deep with his cock, and lets go with a grunt. Ah, putain. petite gas. I feel his seed spilling out of my cant onto the floor below me. He is breathless, and I feel his cock wet and sticky pull out of me. He wipes the tip on my ass, and I lay there. I feel him grab me by the hair and whisper in my ear, "Nettoie ton désordre, salope. Clean up your mess, slut." I roll over onto my hands and knees, and I can see the cum that has been left before me. I crawl towards it and put my tongue on the cold floor and lick up the remnants of his seed. I look up at him as he stands with his cock inches away from my face and I say, "Plus." I take his cock, now sensitive, and begin to work the shaft with my mouth, sucking hard on the tip, making sure I get every last drop of cum. He cannot stand it, and he is wiggling around, and I put his hand on the back of my head, and I push all the way until my nose is next to his navel. I can feel him grow in my mouth. Fuck my pretty mouth. I use my hands to rub his balls to get him hard again. Je veux encore du foutre. Je vais vider cette bite. The spit is drooling down my chin as I stare into his blue eyes, which are now rolling in his head, and I begin to suck faster with my mouth full of his delicious cock. Cum for me. Thick strands of cum hit the back of my throat and I gag, but I take him deeper, watching it spill out the corners of my mouth. It hits the floor and in a puddle, and I lick it up with my tongue. I swallow and show him my tongue, now empty, and my cum-soaked lips kiss his cock, and I walk out of the house, leaving him in a pile on the floor.